We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is currently 7:45. And Tiger fans, you can stream LSU football and win big from WWL. Just listen to the games on the radio.com app. And you can win a limited edition LSU championship football. That's right. Stream LSU games on Saturday for your shot at a gift every purple and gold fan will love. And that is an officially licensed commemorative LSU championship football. To enter, download the radio.com app, favorite WWL, and listen. It's that easy. Go Tigers on WWL and the radio.com app. Joining us now, Ed Chervenak, our friend, professor of political science from my alma mater, UNO. Hey, Ed, how are you?
I'm fine, Tommy. How are you today?
I'm great. I think a lot of people might not realize that we have still an election to occur this year in Louisiana.
You're correct. A lot of people are thinking, wait a minute, we just had a big election, and now we're being asked to turn out again. So it's going to be some heavy lifting by the campaigns to get people to show up at the polls.
Some of the bigger races?
Well, obviously the biggest race is the race for district attorney between Kiva Landrum and Jason Williams. This has kind of gotten nasty. We've seen some push cards out there attacking each of the candidates. Not a whole lot of polling or phone banking, so it's hard to know who's ahead. We would assume that Landrum has the advantage. She won the primary, and she's done very well in terms of fundraising. But Jason Williams has been fairly effective at placing doubts in people's minds about him being indicted for tax fraud.
So there's no polling that you know of. So, I mean, the candidates, I guess, may have done some, but
yeah, I'm sure the campaigns have done some polling, but I haven't seen any independent polls.
If you had to go with your gut, or do you not want to do that? If you had to, like, just even make a projection, could you?
I mean, if I was a betting man, I would put my money on Landrum. I think that she not only has the money, but she checks all the boxes in terms of gender and ethnicity. We saw how well African-American women did in the judgeships in November, and I think that's to her advantage as well. And they're just, you know, for Jason, the question mark is, you know, if he wins, will he be distracted dealing with his own issues in terms of this alleged tax fraud, as opposed to being able to focus solely on the job? So that's the real question for me.
So the main attacks, as I recall them, they're saying that the Williams campaign is saying, or PAC on his behalf is saying that she was DA and agreed with Leon Cannizzaro on, I guess, holding material witnesses. Is that right?
Well,
when she was
DA? They're trying to marry Landrum with Cannizzaro's philosophy of, you know, being tough on crime. And that she engaged in some of the same practices that he did, even though she didn't work for him. She preceded him. So, you know, there's this whole effort on criminal justice reform today, and Jason Williams has basically adopted the platform of criminal justice reform. She hasn't adopted all the reforms. So that's the attack on her, is that she's just another Leon Cannizzaro. And the attack on
we're going to take a break. Go ahead.
The attack on him is about his integrity. Can he do the job? Can he be trusted to do the job while he's under federal indictment?
Do voters carry that the thought process go with them that if, for whatever reason, everybody's innocent until proven guilty, but if Jason Williams should be convicted, then I guess he would have to step down, right?
That's correct, because he would lose his law license, and you have to have a license to be a district attorney.
So do voters make that connection or think it through that far? Is it all about, in your opinion, just knee-jerk good guy, bad guy, that kind of thing?
I think for some people, the people who are paying very close attention to the election may take into account the fact that he's under indictment, but others may just say, look, he's being targeted by an overzealous federal prosecutor.
All right, we can take a break. We come back. I want to talk about this Public Service Commission race, commissioner, because it turned ugly, and Eric Scrimeter is getting a lot of help from a lot of well-known politicians, and I just don't know where that's coming from, especially law enforcement and more, and even Steve Scalise going to bat for Eric Scrimeter. 751, I always butcher his name. Sorry about that. It's time for traffic now, WWL. Louisiana plunges into freezing conditions. North Shore hospitals are among the hardest hit during a COVID surge. And how's a free flight to Hawaii sound? Those are the headlines. You get the stories with Dave Cohen and WWL First News in less than 5 minutes right now. I'm Tommy Tucker talking to Ed Chervenak, professor of political science at my alma mater, UNO. And it surprised me, Ed, when it comes to the Public Service Commissioner race, because Eric Scrimeta, it turned ugly, and they have some really heavy hitters coming out to back him. Steve Scalise, I guess maybe the heaviest of the hitters, I don't know, and some very strong local politicians as well. Local office holders, your thoughts on that? What happens? What's the genesis of that? Do you call in political favors? What does one have to do with the other? Walk me through this.
Sure. Well, I mean, first thing is that he's an incumbent Republican in that district, and he's being challenged by a Democrat. So obviously, that's going to play a role. And it's not just some of the political heavy hitters that Scrimeta is getting significant funding from lobbyists and utility officials as well. So as the incumbent, even though he did not do very well, he only got 31% of the vote in the primary. That's not a good sign for an incumbent. And so I think a lot of these people are just coming to his rescue and making sure that they can get him over the finish line.
But for what? Like for a sheriff to get involved in a race for I don't know, I'm trying to think of the different people that have done spots for him, a DA, whatever. Why behind the scenes, what's going on? Why would you get involved in this? Does one call the other and say, look, I need your help? Is this like favor for favor? What's the process like?
Well, I think it's favor for favor that they're going to come out for him and support him, and then in turn, when it's their time for election, then he comes out for them, and and not just endorsements in terms. It's also about helping them raise money. So, it's. I think a lot of it is just a sense of partisanship and loyalty, and they don't want to see a Democrat in a district that covers, much of St. Tammany and Ascension Parish and Jefferson Parish.
Does any of those make a difference, endorsements? What does the history of show? What does political science say about that?
It's a mixed bag. Sometimes endorsements can work against you. So there's no kind of hard and fast rule about endorsements.
Along those lines, Cedric Richmond, LaToya Cantrell have endorsed Kiva. That's a difference maker or not?
Certainly that's key, particularly with Cedric being so high profile right now as he ascends to the Biden administration. So I think those are very helpful.
And speaking of him, who's thrown their hat in the ring so far?
I think the person that's making the most noise right now is State Senator Troy Carter, but we can expect a number of people to run for that seat. Once a congressional seat becomes open, it becomes a free-for-all. We're going to see a fairly significant-sized number of people run for that seat.
All right. Thank you, Ed. I appreciate your time. The runoff election is this Saturday. December 5th, so please get out and vote. Ed Chervenak, professor of political science.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.